The previous sutta brought something up for me, which is the contemplation that if we're with somebody who's dying, even if we know them really well, and also if we don't know them very well, mm-hmm. we can't really know what their consciousness has been or what their mm-hmm. what their karma is. Mm-hmm. So not to make judgments one way or the other, or mm-hmm. think that we know. And so in that, because the consciousness can be really open when somebody's dying, just the usefulness of bringing to mind the wholesome things that they've done,
yeah.
so that they're alive here, even if they're mixed with mm-hmm. Hurtful things.
Yeah.
And also to maybe bring them verbally to that person. To encourage them, if we can't tell where they are,
yeah.
to encourage them to be in a wholesome mind state.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that reminds me of a something that I heard and I can't remember the proper name that they use, in Sri Lankan culture, apparently. One of the things they do for somebody who is who's born, and you get a book as a gift, mm-hmm. and in that book, when you start to grow up, you start to write all the good things mm-hmm. that you've done, mm-hmm. and that's a book that you keep mm-hmm. through your life, and when it comes to your death, your friends and relatives read that to you. Mm-hmm. It's a really lovely, yeah. lovely custom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so practical and so helpful because it is easy. I mean, it's just the nature of our minds. It's easy to forget the good things and then have vivid memories of the bad things. And at that time, it's not so helpful.
Okay, you start writing now.
Yeah,
it's not too late.
Yeah.
Not too late.